I'm ready. I teach myself. Yes, I teach myself. There is no one in the universe who can teach me. There's no one in the universe who can tell me how to become at peace, how to become peace. There's no one who can tell me, as a teacher, how to find the teacher within myself. There's no one who can train me to listen within. There's no one who knows how to listen within me like I do. I know, and I have said in many ways, how to listen within, and how to become still, and how to find that peace. But the best way to teach myself to listen within is just to completely absorb myself in the concept of listening within, of knowing that my teacher dwells at the heart of me. Now, if I train myself thinking that my teacher is going to be like a physical teacher, giving me their wisdom and their guidance, then I will be limiting myself to that type of a teacher in myself. And I do not want to limit myself to that kind of a teacher within myself, because the listening within the teacher within me is so far more beautiful, more grand, more glorious than any human teacher could ever hope to be. And that's what human teachers do, is to hope to be good teachers. When you go to your school and you have a teacher in your human world, and the teacher inspires you to be knowledgeable, to be learned, what is the teacher doing to you? The teacher is exciting you about the subject that you're learning, about the topic that you have before you, making them come alive, making them be so exciting and so wonderful. You don't think about when those dinosaurs existed. You don't think about when those chemical situations came about to understand the hormones of the body. You don't think about how these things ever happened, or how they ever took place, or why they took place, or how are they limiting or are they revealing. You don't think of those things. All I think about is that this is wisdom. This is knowledge. This is the grandness of all. And as I think of this as the grandness of all, what happens to me? What happens to me is that I get excited about my topic. And when my topic is to teach myself to listen within, to be peace, when that's my topic, then I immerse myself in that topic. Observe, if you will, any student who goes to any type of an educational institution, whether they're little children or big children, when they love to learn, they love to read, they love to study, they love to absorb, then they are learning how to teach themselves at its highest level of awareness. So we use that same wonderful system within ourselves, and we teach ourselves how to absorb all the knowledge, all the wisdom, and all the isness that is in the universe. And we say, my goodness, how could anyone ever absorb all the isness, all the knowledge, all the wisdom of the universe? Well, no one does, nor no one can, and no one wants to, because everyone is already that. Everyone is already all the knowledge in the universe. Everyone is already all the wisdom in the universe, all of that you would seek for from your teacher within, you already are. And only when I admit that I already am that teacher within, that I already am all the knowledge and all the wisdom and all the infinity of the universe, only then will I truly teach myself. I have to arrive at this point in my training of myself. I have to arrive at this point in my awareness of myself. I have to arrive at this point where I find the teacher within, where I train myself to listen, where I teach myself. That is what it's all about. That is what it's all about, and that's all that it's all about. Now, we might just consider, can we conceive of it as being a fact that in our universe are many galaxies, many stars, there are many solar systems in our universe, is a grandness, a broadness, a field that's so beyond anything we can seemingly comprehend. But can we comprehend it? Yes, we already have comprehended it. We've comprehended by saying that it exists. We comprehend it by saying that it exists right now. We comprehend it by saying that it is. That's reality. That's now. Right now. We don't say that it's changing. We don't say that it's evolving, that it's evolving, that it's in any way being different moment from moment. We merely say it is, and it is now, and it is known to me now. I teach myself to be aware that all is now. I teach myself to be aware that I could never be created because I always was, and I could never create because all that I experience already was. And for things to be created, they have to not have been. They have to not be. And we are creating them. I am creating them, bringing them forth for the first time. So there's no first time of anything. There's only an awareness of right now of everything. And that is me. I teach myself who and what I am. I teach myself where and how I live my life. I teach myself the allness that is, the allness that exists, the allness that matters. And as I teach myself this, I find that life is exciting. Life is magnificent. Life is really an amazing situation. That's why I can say, as I teach myself, I know that I know that I know, in me all exists. I know that I know that I know. Every ideal that ever is me now. I know that I know that I know. I am that allness, that knowledge, that universal awareness. I am that. I am eternal. I am immortal. I am that. Yes, that's what we teach ourselves. That's what we tell ourselves. And that's what we are. Now, should we ever feel humility? Should we ever feel we cannot say those things about ourselves because we are not so great, we are not so grand, we are so human? It merely is a tendency of ours to drift back into our human realm and say, in the human realm, things are limited. But even in the human realm, nothing is limited. There's nothing limited in the human realm because it already exists. It's just that our awareness might say it doesn't. And when we have that awareness, it's time for us to teach ourselves. It's time for us to train ourselves to know that we do know. We do know. We are ready and we do know. And we are experiencing it right now. And we do know. We are the allness of the universe. We are the isness of the universe. We are the now of the universe. There is no time nor space nor activity. All is right now. And in this nowness, I know all things which might say are past and present and future. I know all things because I am in the now. I am in the now. And I teach myself to know this. I teach myself to be this. I teach myself to say, I am this and I am this. For this is what I am, how I am, where I am, and all that I am. And I teach myself that now. And as I teach myself that, that is what I am. I am the fullness of all that is, and that I am the only teacher. I am within myself the only teacher. So I listen. I know that I know that I know. All in me exists. All in me is a reality, and I merely draw upon it according to my desire. I draw upon it according to my choice. I draw upon it according to who I am. I teach myself. And that's the greatest, grandest, most wonderful teacher I could ever have. And I like myself. And I enjoy everything that I teach myself. I reveal it to myself now, for it always exists and always existed and always is and is mine now. I'm ready.